ABC Radio Australia.
We start in Fiji, where the government has tabled a bill to repeal free access to the country's surfing waves. The Commercial Use of Marine Areas Bill was tabled yesterday with the aim of returning ownership of marine resources, including surfing waves, back to the customary Itauke people. Tourism Minister Bill Gavoka told Parliament that the new bill will restore an imbalance and make things fairer for the country's citizens.
It addresses a long-standing legal and governance gap impacting the rights of customary owners, the integrity of our marine resource management, and the certainty needed for sustainable commercial use of Fiji's valuable marine areas. Mr. Speaker, sir, for too long now, Fiji has operated under fragmented and outdated arrangements governing marine areas. One such law being the Regulation of Surfing Areas Act of 2010, the Act. This Act aims to promote Fiji as a surf destination through unrestricted access to surfing areas for tourism and recreation. Mr. Speaker, sir, while this Act allows tourists, hotels and businesses to use these areas freely without exclusivity, it expressly provides that any person can use a surfing area without any payment or any compensation to any person. It has contributed to growth in tourism. But it has also socio-economically impacted customary owners who previously received compensation for the use of their traditional goli-goli areas. This has resulted in A, unclear propriety authority over certain marine spaces, 2, misalignment between customary ownership and commercial use, and 3, tension across tourism businesses, tourists, and customary groups. Mr. Speaker, sir, the delay in clarifying this legal position has allowed disputes, grievances, and inequitable benefit sharing to continue. Therefore, this bill will provide long overdue legislative clarity by recognizing customary property rights in a manner that is consistent with natural justice, constitutional principles, and modern governance standards, and introducing a fairer, more equitable benefit sharing framework. Mr. Speaker, sir, overall, this motion is important, given the impact of this law to the tourism sector. Since we announced the review of the Regulation of Surfing Area Acts 2 years ago, there has been ambiguity on what there is to expect. The Speaker said it will therefore give the tourism industry a definitive timeline in which this law will take effect. Mr. Speaker, the Commercial Use of Marine Areas, or CUMA Bill, seeks to repeal the Registration of Surfing Areas Act of 2010, and replace it with a new, fair, and transparent framework that reverts proprietary ownership of marine areas used for commercial purposes to customary owners. So the bill provides for a reverse and process which be in line with the rule of law and principles of natural justice with all parties actively involved. It also empowers existing indigenous institutions to play a central role in administering and overseeing these marine areas.
And that was Bill Gavoka's Fiji's Tourism Minister speaking in Parliament during the first reading of the Commercial Use of Marine Areas Bill, which will only come into law once it passes a third reading and is then signed off by the President. But one person backing the new bill is Fijian surfing pioneer Ian Vravovo Mula. Mr. Muller says the 2010 surfing decree removed exclusive ownership of waves and beaches from resorts and private owners, making Fiji's waves accessible to local and overseas surfers. But he told the ABC's Girish Sawani that the time is right to repeal the decree so that the traditional owners, the Itauke people, can manage their own resources.
It was actually a sense of relief that this is something that has been needed for quite some time. People have forgotten those dark days. They've easily forgotten about the dark days of how exclusivity was such a hard time for us as local surfers, the industry to grow. And now I see that, you know, through the surf law that we work hard to create, and that sort of opened the door for surfers from around the world to come and enjoy our waves. So I see that this is, it's actually something that's in the process of how we are going to go through to manage these world-class resources from a traditional standpoint and perspective, which has, I think is critical, because we, the resource owners, the people, we know what's best for our country. And I think the repeal is something that's timely, and it needs to be done, because we lost our way when we got exclusivity. And now we need to restore justice back to the people and to the true resource owners that have used these areas for centuries.
You are on record saying that, you know, you felt like a second-class citizen when, you know, there was exclusivity to resorts that had access to those amazing breaks. How was it for you like at that point? And now that things might change, what benefits would there be for the local indigenous owners of the coastlines?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a very sad time for us to be treated in that way. Not many people, there were not many of us local surfers, so not many people understood what we were going through, the pain, the heartache, the humiliation. So it's very easy for a lot of people to talk because they weren't there. We experienced it, and it was something that I do not want to ever experience again, especially being a Fijian in my own country. So I feel This is a very positive way moving forward for our people to grow. Since we've opened the waves in 2010, 15 years ago, it's created a lot of opportunities for local businesses and, you know, not just locals, but foreign businesses. So everybody's flourished. And I feel that there needs to be some form of management before we destroy this world-class resource. And we've seen it happen all over the world. This is going to give people, especially the resource owners, more management of their traditional resources, to give them guardianship and give them opportunities and give them skill sets so that they can feel proud to look after what is really theirs, nobody else's. And nobody should really be talking against what these people, their requests and what they intend to do, because it's theirs.
Yes, and would there be an impact, you know, on surfing businesses, the businesses you said that have boomed, you know, since things opened up? So would there be an impact on those businesses and also for tourism, specifically surfing tourism in Fiji?
I think it'll be, there'll always be an impact in some form of tourism. Tourism has an impact regardless, an environmental one, an impact on our culture, our people. So we're trying to minimize that, and we're trying to keep it sustainable. At the moment, that the way we're going, it's not going to be sustainable. And these resources will be destroyed, and foreigners will leave, and we, the people, will have to clean up the mess. So we need to be smart the way we move forward and protect it now for a sustainable future, so that these investors can also get a return of their investment. And everybody wins. So creating some form of management structure, like an ocean park, where it's a user pay fee, it always surprises me that people tend to not want to give back to nature. And they pay for man-made structures, but nature is really where we need to protect, because nature is going to be a commodity in the future. And that's going to have more value than anything man-made.
Yes, and are you confident that these new laws, when they come into being, we don't know the details of it. Are you confident that they will be well governed, that the money will go to where it's needed, and that, in the words of the tourism minister, Bill Govoka, that no one will be overcharged?
I think that we need to be given a chance. It's something that's a new age for Fiji, and it's exciting, and we need to embrace this. And I think we need to empower ourselves, and we need to learn from the rest of the world and not let it happen here in Fiji, and make it better and create a model in a local sense, creating something that can be for the rest of the world to aspire to. I think Fiji has a really good opportunity here, and we have a world-class resource that we need to protect, restore. And just like any other national park of any sort, there is, if people want to go and enjoy it, you have to pay, and that money goes back to village goodwill, restoration of the reef, protection, security, lifeguards. So it becomes, if you want to come back in another 5-10 years' time, the resource is still the same, if not better. That's what we want to aspire to.
And that there is Ian Ravovo-Mula, pioneer Fiji surfer and supporter for the new bill repealing free access to Fiji's surfing waves. And he was speaking to ABC's Girish Sawani.